Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Brilliantly Dumb Show listeners, sorry to interrupt the program. The boys have a shot at redemption with Prize Picks. We want you to be a part of it. The boys have to make 24 free throws in a row in 6 hours. We want you can now take it on Prize Picks. I'm going to show that right here. Use promo code BDS. We're going to be firing away on June 30th. You can ride with us. You can fade us. 24 in a row. Everybody's got to make a shot. It's going to be a ball. It's going to be wild. The boys need redemption. Use promo code BDS to see it. Download the Prize Picks app today for a free $50 when you play your first $5 lineup.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that thing's a slapper, man. That really.
The old serial killer.
Tastes like, it tastes like liquid flavor. Liquid Fruit Loops, man. Sick.
Is that not exactly to be honest with you, this is going to sound crazy. It tastes like any cereal you want it to. Like if I told you,
yeah, it could be Pebbles.
It tastes like Lucky Charms, you know, you could find a little something in everything.
Yeah. Yeah, to me I thought it was very like Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops. That was like the standout there. The notes. I was getting a lot of notes, a lot of Fruit Loops.
So I haven't even told you guys this yet. I probably should have. We are going to be doing the first ever Bob HQ gauntlet brought to you by C4 as well. So I'm trying to think of all the gauntlet stuff. They do it like for the Yak, which is awesome. It's so funny, which will be interesting to where I think we got to do a certain amount of bench presses. You have to hit a three. You have to hit the green at Pebble Beach from like 100 yards out.
I'll be there. You know what I mean? I'll be there for a fucking month.
You like that, though? Bench press. You'll get off that bench press real quick.
Oh, it's going to be fast. She'll be like clapping in between.
Ooh. The funniest thing is when he was benching Jensen. I still can't get over that. That was so good. Oh, my God, man. But no, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I apologize. Happy Father's Day to you boys and happy Father's Day to those who celebrate. Two fathers right here. So that's pretty special. I got to call my dad after this. Happy Father's Day to him. But fellas, it is very good to see you boys. You recorded so early. Sports wise, probably the worst week to record early because between the Knicks winning, Gaethje winning, and now, you know, it's kind of passed us a little bit.
They crowned an NHL champion, an NBA champion, the White House UFC, and the World Cup started all after we recorded.
but it shows our commitment.
It was either no episode or that, and I feel like you're better off with the episode. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, we haven't missed an episode since the Russian missile crisis of the Cold War. Like, it's been a long time. So, you know, people always got something to say. But we
got a good thing going with the – I think we've built it back with the audience where we figured out some things. I think you and the audience specifically are in a really good spot.
I would agree. I would agree. I would agree with
you
that.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think people have turned a corner on you a little bit, D-Man.
I have not been in the comments lately, so
– Is that true, Joe?
Yeah, I haven't been in the comments lately, so I don't know. If you're telling me that the comments are more positive now, then that's great to hear, but – I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it.
I saw somebody say you look thin in the Sugar Sean picture. They said Joey D looking really thin.
That was a good picture of you, Joe, in the Sugar Sean picture. That
great
was a good
picture.
A straight on shot is always good. It's the side angles or the low angles that will bang you every single time. Because really, it's like it's just like here's fine, and then it's like boom, boom, and then back in. It's just a total barrel that I got down low, and I got tits too, so that's not great. But I will say that like it's not like all of me is like a bowling ball. It's just like if you just look at me straight on,
you have the uncle like the old rich uncle gut. That's what you have. Like, that's what you have. Like, you have the wealthy gut. Like, that's what you got. Like, but you've had that. It's not like you just like, hear? It's not like, yeah. I'm saying you're like a yachtsman. You have like the gut
someone
of a yachtsman.
Tell me. You're like that fat uncle that just everybody.
No,
laughs.
See, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. I didn't say
good
that.
Old fat
no,
uncle.
Mikey,
no,
Mikey, you kind of did. You kind of did say
listen,
that.
Guys, look. The bottom line is we can't have it all. Joe, you got the hair. You
that's
got the
true.
Teeth. Like, you want
the
it
backyard.
All.
Backyard.
Like, come on, man. Come on. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, but
you
got the
state
them going, though, dude. It looks good.
Well, the summer's always nice because you get a little color up there. In the winter, it's tough, man. It's I look like a huge fucking golf ball just walking around. It's brutal. It's brutal. That's why I always have a hat on. It's tough.
Bob, is there a world where you would ever go stay them?
Oh, I think about it every day. really, not a lot of days go by that I don't.
Let's
think
run
about
some
it.
Data. Run some data through AI, Bob. Give a couple photos of yourself and see what it would look like. Let ChatGPT spit one out.
I would like to, because I feel like that does give you a pretty close.
Especially now, because they've refined it so much. It's not like a year ago, 2 years ago, where you're getting something comical. I think they could give a pretty good estimate on that.
For ChatGPT, do you have to download an app to use that, or how do you use that?
Yeah, you got to download an app.
See, I don't know how to do that.
In fairness, Joe, I have not.
You don't
no,
know how
no,
to download
Mikey.
An app?
Well, is it called ChatGPT? Is that the app? That's
well,
what it's
there's
called?
There's a bunch of different ones, but yeah, that's one of the big ones. Yeah.
I swear to you, I have not used ChatGPT one time, which I think is shocking to a lot of people. And I should. I feel like I would get real comfortable in there.
You would thrive.
You would answer a lot of questions, Bob, that you might have.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's true too. He would get very comfortable in there quickly.
Ask Bob would become more and more tough because this guy would have a wealth of knowledge at his fingertips.
In terms of saving time though, for like stuff you used to do for like graphics and things like that, like you just if you know how to write a good prompt, I feel like it's all about writing a decent prompt. If you write a good prompt, you could get anything out of there. Now don't try and I see
that's what started Dash DeMar. That's where Dash
DeMar well, was I so was, many years ago. It was years ago that. That's not even the AI wasn't even
I would like you to go to the new ChatGPT and try to get an updated Dash DeMar photo and see if
I could do that. I could do that 100%.
And see if we get something a little bit better than what we had the last time.
100%.
I would be curious to see. Now, but Mikey, you have to type in the exact.
Yeah,
I will.
Type in fat gut.
I didn't say fat. I said a strong, masculine. I was using
massive.
Adjectives like that. Very masculine, powerful. I think I used the word powerful, which you look very powerful in that picture. Very
sure.
powerful.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
More news, Mikey. This one's really for you and me, to be
Let's
honest. Maybe
Let's
for me more than anybody. Denton Doggett releases Monday, and
oh, I can't wait! Oh,
so,
I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, when
it's
this
drops,
Doggett's out for a day. So, like, buckle the fuck up and just enjoy the show.
I've never looked forward to a hater more than this one. Never. Is it the best one, Bob? In your opinion, or no? No,
not even close. No, not even close. It's the greatest. It's the best.
Oh,
I think the best
it
YouTube
is.
Video
I thought,
we've
I
ever
you
done.
Meant like it wasn't Bob, close.
That's
like it
absurd.
Wasn't good.
No,
he always
the best.
Hypes these up. He says it's the best video we've ever filmed. That's crazy.
I really believe so,
Mikey.
Really,
it is.
Really believe
it
so.
Is out of control. And the match, like it's like the match is crazy. Like,
oh, is he good, Joe? Was
yeah,
he good?
He's a 3 handicap.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Mikey, this guy would destroy me. Yeah, he
really
Peter puts himself out. Yeah, the guy, he's like, people say what they want. I know we've gone this before, so I don't want to keep, you know, going back to it. But like, he's playing guys that are, you know, granted, they have a lot of them haven't shown up, but he is playing guys that are 3-4 handicap. This guy would have fucking eaten my lunch. 100%.
Okay. I was just happy that in this one that there was actually like an element of like good golf, because the other ones have been like just some horrendous golf being displayed. So like, you had the theatrics, you had like, you know, the craziness of the match, but you had no element of decent golf being played at all. Whereas this one, I actually feel, I'm not saying that we played lights out, but we had a good match on our hands. There was some good golf that was played. There was it's I think it's going to do well. But to say it's the best video, Bob, is just absurd.
EA just sent it in. Ready?
Oh no, what is
not great. It's not great. It's really not, you know what, great. Though?
It's the eyebrows. I think those eyebrows got accentuated a little bit there.
I think
you toned those brows down a little bit, Bob. I don't think it's that bad. Also, the face you're making there, I mean, anybody could look crazy.
Doesn't help. Face. That's yeah. true.
If
I
you're
don't
not like
love
a neutral, it. A neutral.
He looks
face
like
shot.
A coconut.
That's tough. That stuff. We just for those on the audio, we just showed the bald, and it's not good.
Yeah, but I do feel like I feel like shaving the first time when you see someone with a beard, like for like the first time, it's gonna come like as a shock factor, like, oh man. But I feel like over time, if you kept it, you would become the new norm. Like people would get used to it.
Well, I'm not going down without a fight. Dower's getting one more rep. I just wish I went to Dower from the start. He is getting.
He's putting Dower's kids through college, dude. Dude, this guy, man. Oh, man. Is he at least giving you like a multiple time discount or something? Like,
well, he sends me free top aid. He's working on a new, like a top, like a thing that you put in the hair. So he wants me to kind of try that out. To
is that like
possibly
fertilizer?
Be the face of
that's
it.
Like, yeah. Not fertilizer.
Just a top dressing that you just throw on there, keep the green looking real nice God. And fresh.
It's like taking care of a lawn. He's got to aerate it, fertilize it, pesticides, so all this shit.
Pesticides. And it's been closed for aeration.
Dude, honestly,
punching the greens.
See, if you're gonna do it, Bob, the time to plunge. Give Dower the rep. But let's say a year from today, we're having the same conversation. I think the time to do it when I did it was the summer, the beginning of the summer, because you get the color. You don't want to do it in like, well, you're in Florida, so it's a little different. But I wouldn't do it in a winter time frame where like you're not going to be outside, you're not going to get some color on there, because when it's pale, it's brutal. When it's pale,
you know what though, brutal. Mikey, honestly, it's the last thing on my mind. Like,
well,
I just want to get it done.
Understandably so, but
yeah, I at that point, I think the problem I'm really having is you got to go out to them to LA. And I remember, I mean, Joe, you remember when we would work at the Four Seasons, you see all the guys who just got the procedures done and they come back. And I just never wanted to be that guy where I'm like in a hotel. Maybe I get an Airbnb and I can't, I'm not taking the flight back. It's not going to look like one of those flights back from Turkey where, you know, you see the guys in every aisle. And like, I'd rather just hide away and bunker up in LA. I just don't know how long I can.
Maybe
you
stay
up
in one of those airport bed lounges that you like.
Oh, the 1 minute suites.
Yeah, the 1 minute suites. Spend a couple of days.
Bob
in one
just
of those
rents things. It out for a week. It crawls in a hole. It's like a bear in hibernation.
He just
disappears.
Goes to a different. He goes to a different gate food stand every day. He tries
oh,
different gate food
man.
Stand every day.
He's got a DoorDasher in the airport bringing him.
Yo, so Bob, somebody sent me a picture. I swear to God, I've never, maybe I just never been to an airport that has it. Maybe I just haven't been paying attention. Someone sent me a picture from the outside of one of those 1 minute suites. Oh. I got to tell you, I got the heebie-jeebies just looking at it, bro. Just looking at it. I was like, it was like next to like a yogurt stand or something. I was
terrible. They have like a front desk that looks like a fucking,
correct.
It looks like a 7-Eleven desk, dude. And it's just like, looks like the counter of a 7-Eleven. They got like snacks next to it.
Oh, here we go.
They got like hot Cheetos and
you see how they have all the snacks there, Mikey? It looks like you're checking into a counter at 7-Eleven.
That's what I mean. It looks like it's just like in a little corner, like when you walk into like a bad hotel and they have like those little like not a gift shop, but like the little snack shops. That's not really a store. It's just like a little cornered off area. That's what it reminded me of. Very, very sketchy. Very sketchy.
In other news, I will say though, Bob, the Arby's cheesesteak commercial came out unbelievable. It was like a fucking production, like it was like a movie commercial. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's AI. A lot of people saw it and they were like, I saw Cooking with Daryl last night.
Saw him post that.
Yeah.
You kidding
me,
Bob?
Cooking with Daryl, he posts like, it's like a classic dad post, like the way he posts, especially like on Instagram. I love it. you know what he was telling me last night, not to get off, but you know how he always did the Blackstone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so he got a deal with Weber and Blackstone. It just never worked out for a deal. He tried. So people are calling him like a sellout, you know, for going from the Weber.
Because he uses the Weber griddle. Yeah, yeah. Because you know, in his,
seriously,
in his heart of hearts, he wishes that was a Blackstone. in his heart of hearts.
So I got one of those Weber griddles. I haven't used it yet.
Joe has the biggest. Let me tell you something. Joe has a trailer in his backyard.
Yeah, Weber hooked him up. Weber hooked him up.
But Joe,
you have the insert. I had that for the Weber also, where you take the grate off and then you just put the black the griddle top place of one of the grates. I had that.
Yeah.
But you know, as well as I do,
they gave me the pizza oven. Yes, they gave me the griddle. They gave me it's pretty awesome, man. I haven't used it. I'm nervous. Like I'm comfortable with using the grill, but like when you have the extensions, you got to take stuff off, and like that's where I get a little nervous. So like if Mikey's over, then that would be a time I would be like, okay, let's give it a go, you know. But
hey, I'll see you this week. Let's go.
Mike, you're right, because you do know in his heart of hearts, you know, he really wishes.
Dude. Like, listen, the Weber's nice. It's nice. Listen, I'm going to say this right now. Weber grill, in terms of like a grill, traditional grill, is the greatest grill, in my opinion, out there. I've had my Weber
good.
I've had my Weber for almost 7 years. Weaver. I replaced the internal
Weber.
It runs like a top. It's like having an outdoor oven. It's the best. But you know, he wanted that Blackstone deal, and I get it. You know what he has, Bob, that I love? He uses in all those videos the automatic salt and pepper shaker. He just presses the button. I really like those. I wish you would send me a pair. Honestly, I really like those. I like those, and so you don't see him anywhere.
Him and his wife were at the bar at Nobu in this hotel. Okay, so I said I'll come join you for a glass of wine, and I came. And I had so many questions for Cooking with Daryl because I watch all of his grilling. Mikey, I shit you not, I sat down. The first thing I said, Daryl, let me ask you something. Those salt and pepper shakers, why are you not selling those anymore? I said, you could sell a billion of them.
Are they his? It's like he makes them, or is it like –
apparently you can get them everywhere now.
Yeah,
like, I thought he had like a patent. Like I thought it was only his.
Yeah, I don't think Cooking with Daryl would be Cooking with Daryl if he invented those. He would just be sitting somewhere on a stack of money somewhere. He wouldn't be out there.
These guys are good cooks. You know who else is good, Bob? Is the three pieces of pecan.
That's his boy. They're Arizona bros.
He'll like whip up some food items that look amazing, and it's just like they make it look so freaking easy. Meanwhile, if I just try to cook breakfast, it looks like a bomb went off in the freaking kitchen, bro.
So
it's a problem.
Back to business, Bob. What did he say about the salt and pepper shaker though? He's just stopped. He wasn't making anything.
So he said he was selling. I mean, tons of them. His wife was telling me she works the customer service, and apparently these salt and pepper shakers were breaking left, right, and center.
Really? And
she was overwhelmed. That's unfortunate. But the questions I had for him, to the point where I had so many questions that it kind of hit me. I was like, you know, I should let them eat their dinner. Like they had hamachi just sitting there and they hadn't eaten it yet. And I said, you know what? Let me just back off a little bit. But they were great.
How was Nobu?
Nobu's great.
Oh, man. Really? Was it a big order? Was it a big spread? Like, did you go off?
I went back-to-back nights. I'm here for NASCAR. This is going to sound tough after the Four Seasons duck. but, dude, I can't stop eating there. I am obsessed with hand rolls. Not the cut rolls, but just hand rolls. So I sat there and just mowed down hand roll after
have
hand
you
roll.
Done the miso black cod, Bob?
That's terrific. Daryl ordered it last night. I had some of it. Yeah,
it's a signature dish of a Master Chef Nobu.
Yo, who's got the home phone?
I'm at my in-laws, dude. Oh my
God. Come on, bro. Who's calling the landline?
Oh, man.
Yo, I tried to mute my mic after the first ring. I was like,
the Brilliant Dumb Show is now being a call-in show.
Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by Bell Atlantic. Bell Atlantic for all your landline needs.
That's that Cricket wireless, dude. That they...
Oh, yeah. Fucking top notch over there, but yeah.
Dude, landlines were something else, man. Viva.
I remember, Mikey, do you remember the days of dial-up?
Yes, dial-up internet? Of course, bro.
I'm there, too.
I don't think you were there, D-Man.
What do you mean? You think I'm lying about dial-up?
Did you have AIM, Bob? Did you have Instant Messenger?
Of course. Did you? Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah,
Microsoft, what was it? There was AOL. The best one was
AOL.
AOL, but there was the other one was the Microsoft Messenger, MSN. MSN Messenger.
That was Canadian. That had to be
Canadian. That is a Canadian.
That's a Canadian thing. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
MSN
Messenger? No.
You guys didn't have MSN?
No, dude.
Yeah, no chance.
No. Bob, what was your first AIM screen name, if you remember?
There's two. Derek.Jeter, like 142.
They're always the worst, bro. They're always the worst.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh.
And then
you guys didn't have this? It was the best.
No idea what I'm even looking at there. No idea.
Oh man.
Yeah. What was your first screen name, Joe? Derek Jeter is bad.
Oh, I know. I know his. Yeah,
you
I know.
The
Joe's.
Fact that you know this is sick.
Yeah. It's a Puck Stopper 86. Yeah.
That is sick that you know that, dude.
But the point is like one of the most telling, embarrassing things that you could reveal is your first AIM screen. You know what mine was? It's so bad.
Pump a lot, Michael.
It was down the Jersey Shore. Down the Jersey Shore.
Oh my God.
And it was like Jersey spelled like J-R-Z-Y.
Yeah, because you know the crazy thing is someone else had that same name, so you had to change it.
Yeah, you're right, because I had to put numbers on the end of it. One of them was
100%.
Mike, the situation
with, like, the underscores or like the little tag, like
Joe, DJ Paulie D had his username, so Mikey had to have a different.
that was a different time.
That's a very good. That's a good question to ask. I think people of our generation, because it is. Nobody gives you an answer that's like not hysterical. Like nobody gives you a screen name that's not hysterical.
That is 100%.
If you didn't have a good name, you were just you didn't
remember. Like you put what I did like, and I said this about text messaging and iMessage. I think that they should bring back the away message for iMessage. You know what I mean, Bob? Remember when you'd be like, I'll BRB, I'm in the shower, BRB, I'm somewhere. You know what I mean? I think an away message set for iMessaging would be tremendous. Like somebody texts you, I'll be back in 20 minutes, guys. Sorry, I'm doing X, Y. I think it's a great idea.
Or it's like you're out of the office kind of situation. You're on vacation.
Right, except not with email. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And it just automatically sends back. That's a good idea, Mikey. Might be on something there.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we move forward with some more screen names, just want to let you know that the Brandly Dumb Show is brought to you by Mars 2 Men. Okay? Testosterone levels, something to keep an eye on. Bottom line is we're getting older, boys. No doubt about it. Suddenly everything that used to be easy, not so easy. Nobody tells you about this stuff. One day you're crushing it. Next day you're wondering why everything feels twice as hard. Here's what we've learned. Your body makes testosterone, but a lot of it gets locked up and can't be used. There's this protein called SHBG that basically handcuffs your testosterone. Mars Men has got you covered. Even if your body's making testosterone, SHBG locks it up so you can't access it. Head on over to Mars Men. It supports healthy testosterone levels, energy, and stamina, made in the USA and third-party tested for a limited time. Very limited time. Our listeners get 50% off for life, plus free shipping and 3 gifts at mengotomars.com. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and 3 gifts when you check out. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Mars2men.com. You can't go wrong. Joey D, ad read, and then we'll head on over. Or Mikey, ad read, and then we'll keep the ball rolling.
I want to tell you about another sponsor of today's Brilliantly Dumb Show called Naturium. Now, Naturium if you're one of those people that's constantly looking for good skincare, but you can't get your hands on a product that's affordable, even though you may like the product, it feels good in your hands, it looks good on your skin. I think I've been using this Naturium. I think I've been looking pretty clear, especially bags under the eyes a little bit gone. They got body wash, body oil, all this. Nourishing formulas that transform from a luscious oil to a gentle lather. That's the body wash if you're a shower guy. Body oil for deep hydration, especially in the summer. Everybody's drying out. Now you can get lubed up real nice, okay, with our friends over at Naturium. Skin literacy for everyone makes it easy to find the ingredients, products, and routines that are right for you. They have a big catalog, okay? So give your skin the affordable, luxurious glow up it deserves. Go to Naturium.com/DUMB. That's code DUMB for 10% off your first purchase today. That's Naturium.com/DUMB.
Great job, Michael. All right, let's get on into the buy or sell. What did you see on the week that you liked? What did you see that you not liked? Again, so much has happened since we did the podcast.
Yeah.
So, Mike, it looks like you got something on your mind. I'm going to start with you for the buy or sell.
Yeah, you know, I think if I could do two, Bob, I would love to do two, only because it's been a while. We've had a layoff, so I'd like to do two. I got two sells. A quick buy, Team USA, awesome World Cup, but I'm not going to get into that. Two sells. I'm selling VAR at the World Cup, allowing reviews of corner kicks to be taken away but not awarded. So when they VAR, they could VAR to take a corner kick away, but they cannot VAR to award a corner kick. Why that's the rule, I think it's ass backwards. It makes literally no sense whatsoever. I've already seen it affect a couple teams. Makes no sense to me. It's ass backwards. That's number one. Number two. And this is my real sell, I feel like, for the week. This has been going on now. It's getting to the point where I don't know where we're going to go from here. It's gotten too crazy. I saw the Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl championship ring. You press a button and the ring, like, expands out to the sides. The
Iron
championship
Man.
Rings have gotten out of control, man. The championship rings used to be something that I always, like, I always loved seeing what the championship ring would look like. They've gotten so ridiculous that they're just, where do we go from here? They're the size of manhole covers now. Like, you can't even, I feel like every team just wants to top the last team by making it gaudier, bigger. I don't know where we go from here. I think we got to reel back in the championship ring. I think we got to bring it back to a little bit of simplicity. It's fucking, did you see the Seahawks one, Joe? You press a button.
I haven't seen it.
So they press a button on the ring and the ring expands out to the side to make it look like the Seattle Seahawks stadium. It's fucking insane. My. It's insane.
We should ask Mr. Darnold next time we see him, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, like, they're impossible. Nobody's going to ever wear one unless they're on, like, a TV show. Maybe, like, you used to see. And I feel like now even the older guys that you see, they used to wear their rings, like, when they did, like, you know, announcing, or they were in the broadcast booth. They're making them now. So you can't even wear these things. They're crazy. So I just, the championship ring, let's simplify it. Let's dull it down. Let's bring it back a little bit, class it up a little bit. It's crazy. Crazy.
I like that a lot, Mikey. I don't mind that at all. Yeah.
Thank
that's
you.
A good,
thank you.
It's a good take.
Yeah. All right. I'll go. And then we'll go to PDD. Maybe you guys will call me, you know, think that this is crazy, but I have noticed, and I think some people have adjusted, I'm selling the old sandal. I'm selling the classic sandal with
the thong.
The thong sandal is the most uncomfortable. I've never had it where
flip-flop.
It just digs in. Yeah. Like, there's got to be something to protect you from the thong.
I love
you know what I'm saying? No, I knew this was gonna happen. Like, I saw this playing out, Mikey, and it's playing out.
Joe, he's talking.
Are you saying he's talking about guy?
No, he's talking about the flip flop that has the toe separator in between the big toe and the pointer. What would it be?
That's what most of them do.
In between the, I guess it would be your thumb toe and your index toe, the thumb.
Yeah.
You like those? Don't bother you?
You got to get a good quality one. You can't get like some run of the mill, like Billabong. They're going to it looks like it's like it also too, like the bad ones are like plastic. So they dig into your toe. If you get a high quality one, it's cloth. So it feels way nicer on your toes.
Like it actually
100% like the Hari Mari, like the FP ones that he's gotten.
those are made like their signature, really nice quality. That fabric, it's not like a plastic. Like if you get like a random Billabong or Quicksilver, you know, $12, wow. $20.
All the surfers are just catching straight.
But they're made just to like be disposed. Like if you loot, like if they get destroyed or something. No, but you're not listening to what I'm saying. They're cheaper. So like if they get lost or whatever, it's not like a terrible thing. But the quality of those things are like, it's like a plastic. And I know what Bob's talking about. It'll dig into your toe. It's uncomfortable. If you get a good quality one with that fabric, it's actually like a cloth kind of style. Like, I don't know what exactly it is. It feels way better.
I think Bob's whole thing is that the slide is king. Am I incorrect in saying that, Bob? Like the slide is so much preferable to the thong.
And then so he just shits on my buyer's helm and then just walks off. Like, what the fuck, dude? Dude, that's gonna eat you up, Joe. Like, that's gonna eat you up.
That's good quality. That one won't hurt. That one is it's so soft, this one. That's a Hari Mari, dude. That's really good.
Yeah. Textile,
Michael. Look at that.
but yeah, I feel like I've had the ones where like people are like, oh, you've had to have a nicer quality. Bro, I'm using them and it just digs in where I think that looks better, Joe. Like that's a better look than the slides. But slides are king.
Slides are good. Like a nice pair of like Gucci slides. Oh come on, man.
Gucci slides.
Are you serious?
I've had my eye on a pair of those. They're really nice.
Oh.
I don't have them.
Hey, Bob, if he's got his eye on them, he's got them already. If he's out.
I don't have them. I'm just saying they look elevated, like really nice.
I tell you what's nice. That's not crazy. That's not crazy price, cool. But it's a nice slide. And you put me onto these, D, is the Lululemon. Lulu makes a nice slide. They make a really nice.
They're only $60.
Is there a Lulu slide out there?
Oh, Bob, the Lulu slide is like walking. It's like standing on a cloud. Really nice. Great.
Is that so? I gotta.
Yeah,
that's what I wear.
D-Man put me onto that.
People shit on me for these, but they're so comfortable. This is not an ad, I swear.
Here we go.
People shit on the Hey Dudes.
Yeah, they're
comfortable. These are so comfortable.
Didn't they sponsor you? It is 100% an ad.
At one point, yes. But that
This feels organic. This feels organic.
It is. Yeah. It is. I swear
to God. It's time for him to run it back. He needs a re-up.
No, but those, I've worn a pair of those. I've never owned one, but I have slid on a pair. They are extremely comfortable.
I used to wear those slide, what are they called? Terry's or no, what the fuck were they called? Toms. They were like similar to that, but they were like sliding shoes. But you can only wear those to certain places, like, you know, like if you're going to like a restaurant on the dock or something like that, or you know,
that was me for the past week. Like that. Yeah. That's what I was.
But like, Joe, where are you going to wear those Gucci slides? Like what's the appropriate venue for the Gucci slide?
I'm not saying I haven't bought them, but I'm just saying like, they're nice, man. I would wear those like to like a pool party or like, if you went out to like, dude, those are top notch, really nice. But yeah. I will say, and you know this, Mikey, I have two or three pairs. I'm a huge advocate of those Lululemon slides.
Yeah,
and
they're really good.
They're not absurd. They're like 60 bucks.
Bob didn't know about them. Bob, you got to get your hands on them.
Didn't know. Yeah.
I got Jed a pair for his birthday. Was it not this year or the last year? He said it was one of the best gifts he's ever had, which is shocking.
By the way, Joe, better than the national championship tickets you got.
That came up to
Jamie. Oh, so
never
funny.
Showed up for it, too. He said he was not interested.
Do you know Featherston asked me, we were in Nantucket, our good friend Jamie, do you know his dad had him sanding? Like every time he wakes up, his dad has like a task for him. And he asked me to stay at his place. And like, I decided to, you know, just get a hotel. You know, he asked me if I wanted to help him sand his deck on my last day of vacation. Like to even put me in the spot.
Was he going to pay you for it?
No, of course not.
Joe, that's insane. No. That's insane.
No.
What do you mean it's insane? If you ask somebody to help you do a huge chore, you wouldn't throw them some money?
No, I don't think he would, but I think the point is that to ask someone to do that on their last day of vacation.
Oh, that is preposterous.
It's not like asking to like change a light bulb or take out the garbage. You know what I mean? Like sanding the deck is.
Want to come plunge my toilet afterwards,
Mikey? I was at my hotel. I'm literally on the phone with Mikey. Insane. I'm on the phone with him. I hang up the phone. We say bye. I hang up the phone. I turn around, and Jake Paul's just standing right in front
Where
of me.
Where were you? In the middle of San Diego?
A really great hotel called the Coronado Hotel. Maybe he's going to NASCAR. I don't know. And he's just standing right there in front of me. So I went up to talk to him. I said, I know Bear Down Cuz. We do the Brilliantly Dumb show together. I said, he works, you know, a lot with W. And I don't think he knew, but he was very nice. I told him how much respect I have for him with the boxing. I told him, I said, I think there's rumors of him coming on the show.
It's in the works.
Rumors.
It's in the works. It's in the works.
Yeah.
We're working very hard to, yes, we're working very hard.
By the way, I think a lot of people are like, oh, fuck Jake Paul. We don't want Jake Paul on the show. I have a lot of things that I would like to ask him. And I know you guys too. We've talked about him a lot on the show that, you know, having
and
him
I
on,
told I, you,
I would have
I'm
a lot gonna, to
I'm
say.
Coming right out of the gates with what I said about him 3 years ago. I'm going to come right at him, right out of the gates with, I'm just going to put this out there because it's out there already. I didn't have much respect for you in the boxing world until. No, I don't think he. No, he doesn't know about what I've said about him. I don't think.
Oh, yeah, he's saying that he would get in front of that. Like,
I would. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Because again, he flipped when he fought Joshua. To me, he flipped the entire narrative of who he is as a boxer. He flipped the entire.
But
narrative.
Mikey, you didn't like watching the Fury fight. Now I know people. There's questions. Like,
yes.
Fury's a real bot. Like,
yes,
that was 100%. An unbelievable display. You had respect there, 100%. Right?
Yes, but that was. But what I don't understand is he fought that fight and then like went backwards. You know what I mean? Like he fought against a real bot and then he started with the other stuff again. I don't know if it's more of like who wants to fight him. I also would think that it's probably in his mind because he's a businessman first and he's a good one. Is what's going to be the biggest draw? What's going to get the most money? Which obviously makes sense. Like he wants to fight. He's not going to fight a boxer that nobody knows, even if they are a legitimate boxer, because nobody follows boxing like that anymore, Bob. Like
well,
nobody knows
Floyd Mayweather.
But Floyd Mayweather, one of the last huge names in boxing. That's exactly my point. Like outside of like a Tyson Fury or like an Anthony Joshua. Or Deontay Wilder. Like, people don't know. There's no household names in boxing too much anymore because, number one, I think UFC kind of overtook the number one combat sport as the number. And number two, the non-unification of all these different titles. There's three or four different heavyweight titles. It's nonsense. They got to unify all these belts. But it's a money-making scheme.
You know what's funny is that I think maybe you've said it before, Mikey, and I think it's so true. It's like, you'll find out that Tyson Fury fought and like till like the end of it, like you'll be on Instagram and he'll be like in the ring like that. And you had no idea that they were fighting that day. It's crazy.
Now, what was interesting at UFC 250, and he took some flack for this, Dana, I'm talking about, was how he had all the boxers there. And some of the UFC guys, like I saw Connor said something, and they were almost like upset that like they had, but you got to understand, like this TKO Promotions, whatever, like they have their hands in wrestling and boxing. So maybe they're trying to bring back some marketing for boxing. I loved boxing as a kid, as a teenager. I would love to see boxing rise again and come back to relevancy. And it hasn't been there in a long, long time.
My thoughts with boxing, then we'll go to Joe, your buy or sell. But I don't know this, but I'm pretty confident. When UFC sold to Paramount, I think Dana sold off a lot of his equity that he had left, and they had sold a couple times, to where I don't think Dana has nearly as much juice in the game. I think he's kind of alluded to it. Zuffa Boxing is his new thing. So I think that's like his new UFC, to where he tries to promote that as much as he possibly, like he did it with the Power Slap, but like Zuffa has a ton of potential. So I think he's really all in on that and is having UFC kind of help merge that over and bring boxing back.
Yeah. And if there's anybody that could successfully revive that sport, you know, Paul's trying to do it with MVP a little bit. He's got his thing with MVP.
Yeah.
I mean, Dana's proven. He has the track record. I mean, look what he made UFC a global phenomenon out of something that was like, it was almost like taboo Ultimate Fighting. Like, nobody talked about it. It was in, like, if you wanted to rent UFC fights, they were in, like, the adult video section. It was considered very, like, taboo, and now it's mainstream. It's everywhere. So
it's the biggest thing.
Anybody can do it. It's him.
Yeah. I will say, going back to what you were saying about Jake Paul, though, I think it would be interesting because I remember you had mentioned that they grew up in the Vine days, and like, Bob, you were in that world, right? Like, so like, that was, it has been pretty wild to watch like the come up of both of them from where they were to like how inserted in like in mainstream media they both are now. Like, they're global superstars in what they do, whether you like them or not, like the world knows who they are. So it's pretty interesting to see their come up. So I think it would be a really cool kind of to kind of pick his brain and hear some of the stuff he has to say.
Let's keep it rolling. Joey D, buy or sell?
Yeah, gonna buy this week. I was so impressed. Sugar Sean O'Malley, man. I we have had him on the podcast. I've been a fan of his. This past weekend we did something with Prize Picks. He's a Prize Picks, you know, sponsored athlete, and got to meet him and really kind of talk to him a little bit. I tell you what, man, this guy is such a good dude, like through and through, just an absolute legend. Could not be nicer. We had something, by the way, Mike, we had something. It was at 11 o'clock. Like, we had to go to this, this meetup. I get there. We got there like maybe like not even 10 after 11. He's already there sitting down. He's the first guy in the entire place. Absolute, like, just total nice guy. Like, just give, like, I could not speak higher of him. And like, I think you see him on TV. He's got like the flash and like the colored hair and the tattoos and stuff. People might perceive him as like, oh, this guy's like kind of like a cocky guy. Could not be further from the truth. He was such a nice guy, such a good person. And I tell you what, I will be rooting for him. I already was, but like, moving forward, I will continue to root for him early and often, because just a tremendous, tremendous guy and a hell of an athlete. So that's my
buy. What a great knockout, too. That salute he did right as he was knocking him out. I mean, that was, dude, that was, those walkouts were wild. Like, I know, dude, a lot of people had an issue with it, regardless of like what side you're on. The fact that like you got to be able to appreciate just the walkouts that they had was so wild.
How about the fact that every fight, no, not a single fight had to go to decision. Every fight was a KO or TKO. Like, that was it really, in a nutshell, the results of those fights, the card itself. I don't think you could have prayed or wished for anything more than what you got. Every fight was a knockout or a TKO. I mean, it was, and you had a major upset at the end. So everything it had. And people who don't like the, I mean, like, let's just look at it objectively for what it was. It was a UFC fight, and let's just keep it at that. If the card was in, you know, Giant Stadium or MetLife, it would have still been the same thing. I'd be saying the same thing. It was absolutely incredible. The whole thing was nuts.
Oh, it was insane. It was so crazy. And we'll never see that again in our lifetime, something like that. Like, to see inside the Oval Office, and even like as they were walking through the hallways, like the paintings and like the art that was in there, I was like looking like, this is nuts. Crazy, like, insane, man. Fucking crazy. These
guys are not, dude. Watching Gaethje, like, the him to the Internet Invitational, talk about striking gold, is incredible. But I keep thinking about that round we had with the Mikey when we were in the car on the ride home, and then watching him, and it's just very wild watching him in that element. And a guy who is like not human, like it's just amazing. These guys are the ultimate gladiators.
If you spoke to Justin Gaethje and he didn't look like Justin Gaethje, he didn't have the cauliflower ear, and you just met the guy, you would just think like he's just like a fun guy. Like, you wouldn't think like anything. And this guy is literally like, look at what he's done to his past opponents, like win, lose, or draw. This man, I mean, he punishes people. I mean, he destroyed Topuria. He destroyed it. I mean, the guy, they said he's not going to fight for the rest of the year. He's not going to fight this year.
I asked O'Malley. I was like, how long do you think it would take to recover from that? He said, probably inside of a year. He's like, it's just massive.
Is that
damage.
What he said?
They said that at least the rest of
he
this
said he
year,
won't
he's
fight.
Done,
he won't
done.
Fight until 2027 is what he told me.
Is that
yes.
so?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I mean, they did an interview with McGregor.
McGregor was saying, like, when you take that much damage, it could completely, it could tarnish the rest of your career because you're not the same.
Let's get into D-Man did the buy of Sugar Sean, but let's get the ass Bob in case that thing goes away, because that's what the people are here for, unfortunately.
Joe, rip your first.
Before we do the ass Bob, I do want to let you know that ass Bob is brought to us by our good friends over at Mood. By the way, that's a whole nother topic that we need to get into because this guy's been ghosting us for some time now. But hey, the only mood that I need is the right mood. Not the mood, but mood. And I'll tell you this, Mood, cannabis that's accessible, affordable, convenient, and transparent. Most importantly, though, a cannabis that supports the American farmers who made all of this possible. This Mood will not shut us off. This Mood will be there for you through thick and thin. That's why Mood created an online destination for federally compliant hemp derived cannabis grown on small, pesticide-free, family-run farms right here in the United States of America. Direct users go to visit our website, mood.com, and while you do so, use the promo code DUMB, D-U-M-B. You're going to receive 20% off your entire purchase for first-time buyers. Go ahead and use code DUMB at checkout. Mood. I'm in the mood for some mood.
Yeah, I pity that a boy. All right, let's get into the ass Bob now, fellas.
All right, this week for Ask Bob, we're going to do a little spelling bee. Bobby spells this week, and I would like you, Bob, to spell the word for us today, symphony. Symphony is the word. There was a symphony of complete and total applause when Bob spelt symphony correctly.
Can I just get a pen and paper that I have here? I'm an adult, so I have a pen and paper.
Yeah.
So that's fair, right?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't Scripps National Spelling Bee, so yes. We'll allow it.
Oh, man. What do you think the percentage he gets this is, Mikey?
I think if he could get past the first two letters, I think he'll be fine.
You don't think the funny part?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's the beginning, the first two, three letters.
Hey, what was a great question? When you asked me Wednesday, I struggle with that word more than anything. Symphony. Okay. Symphony. All right. You know, I thought I had it. When I'm looking at it, I don't love the way it looks. Symphony. All right. Symphony. S-Y-M-P-H-O-N-Y.
Whoa, Bobby.
Very good. I said I think you would get it, Bob. Good job.
Yeah.
Very good job.
Yeah, all right. That feels good. Good. We're going to be doing that Bob HQ spelling bee as well, so something to keep an eye on.
Are we?
There.
That's going to be good.
I like my odds there.
UNFP will be tough.
FP will be good. Yeah, FP will be really good. By the way, I do want FP to take the full credit on the minute tweets because he's the guy who absolutely showed me the minute tweets.
About it like it was a good thing. You used to say it was like a solid, like a place like to stop and like get your shit together. You called it the cameo den.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah. That is true. I don't remember saying that, but that sounds true. Sounds like something I would say. All right, Mikey, let's head over to you.
All right. This is going to tie into our top five actually nicely. So this is a related to our top five, which you don't know about yet. But my question for Bob this week is a four-part question. It's a four-part question, but it's not really. I want you to name for me, Bob, all of the
teenage. What am I taking the fucking SAT?
I would like you to name for me all of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Bob.
Oh my God.
Come on, man.
No.
Can you give me two out of four? Can you give me two out of four?
Michelangelo.
There you go. What about their master?
Come on. Now you're really. I just wanted the turtles. Just the turtles. Just give me one more turtle, Bob.
I gave half the name away. when I said master.
You know, it's wild. I had a Ninja Turtles party as a kid, too. Shows how dumb I am.
You can't give one more?
Leonardo?
Yeah. There you go. That's two.
Leonardo. Who's the badass? Who's the badass? The red one.
I don't know. I'm shocked
What about the purple one? The brainy, zany one?
I have no idea.
No,
tough week for the ass.
Donatello, and Raphael.
And then Raphael.
So I wouldn't have got Raphael. Donatello, I might have.
I think you would have. Yeah, I think so.
You don't remember Master Splinter?
No, dude. I saw in L.A. they just started a Teenage Mutant Turtle pizza shop, which you would think, oh, it's going to be dog shit. The pie, it looks like a pretty decent pie.
Yeah, they were known for eating pizza. That was their thing.
Sewer, right?
Who was the bad guy's name? Do you remember the bad guy's name?
No.
The Shredder?
Shredder. No, I don't. But that is a good
Ninja Turtle.
That is a very good segue into the top five, Michael. So I appreciate if you did. I did say Joe mentioned Sugar Sean. As you know, Brilliant Lump Show is brought to you by the Fine Fix over at Prize Picks. It was cool that they set that up. Promo code BDS. Play your first $5 lineup, get $50 in lineups. So yeah, Prize Picks set that all up. Big time FOMO when I saw Joe with Sugar Sean. I thought that was so cool. Dude, the caption you put on that picture, was that from like a movie or something?
I think it's something that he said before. That was like a tagline from Sugar Sean.
I don't know if he ever has.
Yeah, if you look up
what was the caption on it?
His post, I was like, what the fuck does that mean?
The whole idea was because
ask me why I'm always styling.
The whole idea was because we both have, the dog's trying to get out. Hold on.
Oh, man, this guy is dead.
Well, I can't wait to hear what he's going to say. We both have wild style. I mean, not really. I mean, sure, Sean does.
Why I'm always styling.
So it's about the colors and the wild style, like how I used to be like colorful with all my fits and like he's got the colored hair and stuff. So I wanted to like allude to that. Maybe it didn't hit. I thought it was something that he had said before about like his style. So, hey, you know what? The post still did fine. I'm not going to sit here and fucking worry about the semantics of the caption. You know, like that's fine. That post that you, the picture that you had with Jake Paul, I'm surprised you didn't post it.
You know what? He looks so miserable to be there. Like, I look so happy. You know what I mean? It's such a clear selfie, and like I'm like putting up the fist, and he looks miserable. Granted, he was a nice guy, but it's a tough look for me. Selfies are tough.
Selfies are tough. They are tough.
You know?
Tough.
I tell you, that jaw is still swollen. His jaw, it's like
really.
Yeah, you can see. Even the videos he puts up, I'm like, man, he took.
Joe, that's fascinating. What Sugar Sean said about Deporia, because that makes sense. It's just, you know, he's gone.
His orbital bone was sticking out of his face.
Bro, he could have lost an eye. Like it was.
When the doctor said he couldn't fight that last round, and they let him
go. Yeah, that was insane.
That was shocking to me. It was and you know what? You know, Mason, Bob, he had fight to end in the third round. Could you imagine the doctor saying no and they still let him go out there? I would have been throwing a fit.
Dude, I had Gaethje by KO. I had Sugar Sean in the second round. I had Gaethje by KO. It was a monster. I gave
by the way, Pereira. You were nowhere to be found during the fights. We were messaging you, and it was
But in fairness, I was with like family and friends watching it. Like Jamie was hosting us. I wasn't going to be.
No, and that's totally fine. But you had said prior, you're like, this is my card. Give me the ball. I want the rock. So like, I was like, Mikey, the guy's nowhere to be found. He's like, oh,
bro,
the island has him now.
Yeah, the island.
Good. That was funny. I saw that. That was good. The ones like I've been winning, Joe, the last five plays I've given to you were busts. Like everything I've been throwing to you guys has been terrible. But the night I've been doing great on the night.
The Yankees killed me yesterday, man. Every time I take the Yankees, they look like the worst team in baseball. And then I don't touch them for like a week, and I'm just watching them blow opponents out. It's unbelievable, man. Mikey,
that's baseball, Susan.
A package, and granted, they're going to keep saying some of these packages for Scooble or Skeens. I get that they're once in a lifetime, bro, people are like, oh, give away Schlittler, Lombard, Ben. They're gonna Rice. Give away, like,
yeah, I think it's gonna be Lombard, like, and the other starting, well, the minor league starting pitcher.
Schlittler?
No.
They're Warren?
Not, they're not gonna give up Schlittler. No, they're gonna get, no, it's a minor league.
LeBron,
top prospect.
LeBron. Yes, yeah.
I think they'll give up both of them. And I mean, look, more so than the Yankees. Obviously, the Yankees don't really need a starting pitcher. That's the strongest point of their team.
Their pitching is good.
But in their minds, like, you cannot let the Dodgers go get Tarik Skubal. You can't let the Dodgers go get Skubal. You know what I mean? So it's almost like they have to play it like that. And then you roll. I mean, could you imagine going into the postseason, Bob, with Skubal, Schlittler, Freed, yeah, and fucking, and Cole?
It's
and
Cole, then
you're going out of the pen?
But what you got to remember, too, is you have to then unload your farm system and all your best guys. And then on top of that, you then have to hope that you can re-sign him after the year because he becomes a free agent. While also shelling out $500 million, like what happened with Soto.
Fair, but if I said to you, Bob, we win the World Series this year, does any of that matter to you?
Wow.
Oh, no.
But that, and I think that's the gamble. That's the risk. That's the gamble. Because to me, I know if we won the World Series, I'm good for like another 5 to 10 years. 100%.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. No, that 6 year we've been in shambles.
Yes.
Like if we did win, you know, year three, we'd be getting up and on. Yeah,
a little antsy.
All right, let's get into the top five. This is a EA top five. He's been on fire with the top five. Now, we did top five cartoon shows. This is going to be top five cartoon characters. Mikey V is on a charge, D-Man, and we got to stop the bleeding fast because we bust his balls a lot with the top five. Tip of the cap to him. He's been sensational. Hit after hit after hit. The D-Man was second. I was Clunker City the last couple. So Mikey, I will head over to you. Top five cartoon characters, where would you like to go?
Now, Bob, today I don't have pen and paper readily available to record. I'll type them out. It. Oh, you can? You don't mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not at all.
He's got a landline, but not a pen and paper.
Yeah, not down here. Not in the basement. I'm not equipped down here. I love how
he tried to mute the call because he knew we were going to pounce on him, but he couldn't.
I couldn't get to it quick enough. Yeah. I thought my mother-in-law would answer the phone after one ring. I guess not. So I will go first, Bob.
Interesting. Okay. And D-Man, where would you like to go, pal?
Third.
D-Man would like to go third. Okay. Mikey, we are going to head over to you.
Yeah, I'm going to go Bugs Bunny. I think Bugs Bunny is the gold standard cartoon character. He's been around forever. He is a terrorizer, very funny, all his interactions. Give me Bugs.
Mikey, Bugs Bunny. Okay. You know, Mikey, it's not so easy writing these down. You know, it takes you away from the war zone.
Tell me about it, Bob. Tell me about it.
Yeah, give me SpongeBob. I'd like to go with SpongeBob at one. Over to the D.
I will go with Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And then on the way back, give me Homer Simpson.
Mickey and Homer. Okay. Very nice, Peter. I'd like to go with Peter Griffin. I will run out.
And I'm going to take another Griffin. I'm going to take Stewie Griffin.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take Donald Duck.
Stewie. And then Donald Duck. Okay, very nice, Michael. Michael, this is your biggest hot streak.
Yeah, well, we got to see. Joe's off to a nice start here. I like his list.
He is. Yeah, he is. Um, You can lock me in for Scooby-Doo.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go with Eric Cartman.
Yeah.
From South Park. And then I'm going to run it next with Fred Flintstone.
Fred Flintstone?
Going to be a tough list to beat.
We have good thing going there.
Very tough list to beat there.
Bro, I'm garbage.
You might be in trouble again, but you might be in trouble.
Oh, yeah, I have been terrible. I really have.
There's still some good ones on the board.
Yeah, but Cartman was a good pull. I didn't have him, and that's a really good pull.
Yeah, I had him down, just never took him.
Who's it now, Bobby?
Yeah.
Bobby Toons.
Okay, give me a... I'd like to go with Hey Arnold.
Okay.
Yo, nothing worse when you make a pick and you think everyone's going to be like, ah, oh, good ball, and you just don't hear anything.
Well,
hey,
Arnold, crickets.
Yeah, just absolute crickets.
Now, let me ask you this. There's iconic cartoon pairings. Like, if I wanted to take Beavis and Butthead, could I take Beavis and Butthead? Or it has to be Beavis or Butthead. Same thing like Tom and Jerry.
The committee's been under fire lately, Mikey, so you got us at a bad time. That's been vetoed.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm going to take Dr. Doofenshmirtz from whatchamacallit, from Phineas and Ferb.
From what?
Phineas and Ferb.
Wait,
what? Well, the streak's not going to continue now, Bob.
Dr. Doofenshmirtz, man, from Phineas and Ferb.
I don't know. You should ask me how to spell that instead of fucking sympathy.
Yeah, symphony, Bob. Symphony.
And it's back on me.
Doofenshmirtz. Doofenshmirtz.
I gotta wrap around, Bob.
Yeah, he's got one more.
I gotta do one more, and then I'm done.
Maybe I'll do another one that we never heard of.
Yo, that was
you crazy. You never heard of Phineas and Ferb, Joe?
It's like a kid's show, right?
It's no more of a kid's show than Hey Arnold is or Mickey Mouse is. Like, so no, you just sound like a fucking idiot. So that's it. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
God forbid I say it's a kid's show. It's like
No, that's not what you said. That's not what you said though. You went in on it. You went in on the pick. You were like, oh, you fucking
dude. I said I don't know it. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, Bob knows Phineas and Ferb. He acts like he doesn't, but he knows Phineas and Ferb very well.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Now Bob's catching strays.
You heard of Phineas and Ferb guy?
Heard of it, but not Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
He's Perry the Platypus's arch nemesis from Phineas and Ferb. You know Perry the Platypus?
No.
No.
Man, okay. All right. Well, whatever. I'm going to take Doug Funny as my last pick. Give me Doug Funny. Ever heard of him? You ever heard of him?
Doug.
Bob never heard of Doug?
Oh, I didn't know his last name was Funny.
Have some respect. That's his full government. That's his full government. It's Doug Funny.
You went full gov on him?
Douglas Funny. Yeah. I'll take Douglas Funny, okay? Douglas Funny.
Oh, man, I'm in shambles.
Yeah.
I'm really putting together just a bruiser. I I don't think it's terrible so far, to be honest, my list. I don't think it's great. I think the D-man's running away with one here.
How many picks do you have left? One?
Well, thank God.
Okay.
There's a big one that's still out there that I'm shocked didn't get taken.
Oh, yeah, and I know who it is. I know exactly who it is. I'll say it with you on three after Bob makes his pick.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to have to go to the... I'd take that pick.
You'd be silly not to. I think you steal the. I think it's over if you get that one.
Yeah,
I know exactly who you're referring. I think I know exactly who you're referring to. I'll use his full government as well.
Now Bob's trying to like do some.
I know. I'm trying to find out who it is. Bart Simpson?
Bang. That's who I thought it was. Yes.
Yeah, I thought I thought that too.
Yeah, Bart's.
Okay, so you know what? Maybe I got a shot here. I don't have a bad list.
It depends what Joe does here. I think Joe just gets something solid. If he just gives something now, Joe, don't pull like a Canadian cartoon.
Let's let him let him cook.
He's gonna pull like Rocky and Bullwinkle or some shit. Go ahead.
Bart Simpson is, if I had got that, it would have been cemented.
Yes.
I would have Homer and Bart.
Yes.
What does the D-man do here, though?
I got two. I got two here. It's between Pikachu and it's between.
Pikachu?
By the way, one of the most beloved cartoon characters of all time.
His name's not Pikachu.
It's Pikachu. Yeah, it's Pikachu.
Pikachu. I'm going to go with, I got it. I got to go with this guy. I think he's just fucking hysterical. Randy Marsh from South Park. Randy Marsh.
Yeah, you Pikachu. Guys, Pikachu would have been a lot better.
I don't love that, Petey. I don't love that.
Randy Marsh? Randy Marsh is an all-time.
You had character. Listen, but you had the South Mark, the South Park Market corner. It was corner. You had Cartman. That was it. That was it. There was no need to go back to the South Park well.
I might put up a fight. I'm not saying I'm going to win, but I might have got back into the race. Let's see. Here's what we got: Mikey. He has Bugs Bunny, Stewie Griffin, Donald Duck, Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Doofenshmirtz, Evil Incorporated.
Douglas Funny.
Douglas Funny.
Okay. Now, listen to this list, boys. Not to be biased, but this is not a bad list.
Bob, you said it was terrible before your last pick. You said it was terrible.
Things change,
man. All right, go ahead.
How did he pull Bart Simpson out of his ass because of what I said?
There had to be a frantic Google session going on there. There had to be some frantic Googling going on there.
A little bit of that. SpongeBob at one.
SpongeBob is good.
Peter Griffin at two.
Solid.
Scooby-Doo at three, Petey.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo's good.
Hey Arnold.
Tough,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, don't love that.
Scooby-Doo, and Hey Arnold. Bart, but Bart Simpson should have been the three slots.
Yeah, Bartholomew and Hey Arnold should flip. So Bart.
Now, Petey does. Petey's got a nice list.
He does.
He's got Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
He's got Homer.
Yeah.
Which I would say is better than Bart. He's got Eric Cartman, which is going to really play with the South Park audience.
Massive.
Freddie Flint.
Yeah, I love the Fred Flintstone pick. But that's like a pick I would make, Joe, and people would break my balls about it. But I do like that pick a lot.
Pretty well.
No, that's not true, Mikey. That's not true.
If I had said Fred Flintstone.
If you said Freddie Flintstone over Dr. Schmitzerberg or whatever.
Oh, yeah. He would have had a chance. It was over the second.
I hope the Phineas and Ferb gang show out. They're a cult-like gathering.
Dude,
you could do a
top, like, 10 of Mikey's worst top five. Oh, man, dude. One of the funniest ones he did was the bagel.
Egg bagel.
Egg everything at one. For a true bagel guy, like a good true bagel connoisseur.
And Bob was horrified when he heard that.
That was crazy.
Bob's never had a good egg everything.
That's not what I'm saying, Michael. I'll probably have one today. But with the other things on the thing.
I don't think I took that one. I think I took plane at one and everyone freaked out. I think I took plane at one.
Yeah, he took plane.
And everyone
well, then if so, I apologize.
Yeah.
That's not as crazy. I get where you're going with that. Okay. Everything I feel like is the right play, but that's not as crazy.
Okay.
I apologize if that was
crazy. That's fine. That's fine.
Petey has Mickey, Homer, Cartman, Freddie Flint, and then Randy Marsh. I mean, I think Joe's the favorite, but I got a shot.
If Joe had taken Pikachu last, that would have been the end of the
game.
That
would have been the end. I agree.
When I said Pikachu, you guys made it seem like it was a bad pick.
Because you called it Pikachu.
Yeah. Mikey, he's been doing this thing where, like, there's a place in, well, you know, with, like, Weber, he goes, oh, it's Weber. like yeah. there's this place by him that opened up in Jupiter that's really good called Little Moors. And Joe keeps going, he's like, oh, I got to go to Little Moors. And I'm like, Joe, it's not Bob, Little
it's French. Moors. It's spelled M-O-I-R. It's not
French, though. What gives you the mind that they're serving steak and frites? It's a fish place.
But moir is a French word. I gotta turn my Wi-Fi on because I can't search for this otherwise. Moir is a French word.
You know what? His Wi-Fi just started going out. It was chopped him off. Get him out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, that does it for another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As always, we love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time. That's
it's a French word, Bob.
Happy Father's Day.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.